No chance. His arms were rammed into the ship suit sleeves, sealing up the front. She needs locking up for her own good. Her neural mnemonics are looped on a glitched stimulant program.
You said you believed the red cloud effect was fundamentally wrong, Aethra said.
I said it was a little odd.
So is the notion of possession.
When you're dead, you're dead. 12 who died when the station was destroyed are stored within me. You can make continual references to your deity. Does this not imply a degree of belief in the nature of spirituality?
Jesus!
Shit! Look, it's just a figure of speech. And yet humans have believed in gods and an afterlife since the day you gained sentience. Don't you fucking start. You lot are supposed to be atheists anyway.
I apologize. I can sense you are upset.
What are you going to do about rescuing the children?
Joshua pressed his fingers to his temple in the vain hope it would halt the dizzy sensation.
Buggered if I know. How do we know there really are any children?
You mean it is just a bluff to trick you into returning to La Londe?
Could be, yeah.
That would imply that Kelly Tyrrell has been possessed.
Very calmly, he datavised. Sequestrated. It implies she has been sequestrated.
Whatever has befallen her, you still have a decision to make.
And don't I know it?
Melvin was alone on the bridge when Joshua came gliding through the hatch from his cabin.
I just heard the message, the fusion expert said. She can't mean it.
Maybe.
Joshua touched his feet to a stick pad beside his acceleration couch.
Call the crew in and Gora as well. I suppose the Edenists are entitled. It's their asses on the line as well.
He tried to think in the short time it took for them to drift into the bridge, make some kind of sense out of Kelly's message. The trouble was she had sounded so convincing. She believed what she said. If it was her, Jesus, and it was a very strange sequestration. He couldn't forget the chaos in orbit. He accessed the navigation display to see just how practical any sort of return flight was. It didn't look good.
Maranta and Gramin had confined their search to the section of ring which was electrically charged, which meant one of them was always within 3,000 kilometers of Lady Mac. The jump coordinate for La Londe was a third of the way round the gas giant, over 270,000 kilometers from their present position.
Out of the question. He started to hunt round for options.
"I think it's a load of balls," Warlow said, when they were all assembled.
"Possession? Kelly's cracked."
"You said it yourself," Ashley said. "It's a bad form of sequestration. Do you believe in the dead coming back?"
The pilot grinned at the huge ochre cosmetic clinging to a corner of an acceleration couch.
"It would make life interesting. Admit it."
Warlow's diaphragm issued a sonic boom snort.
"It doesn't matter what name we choose to call the process," Dyby said. "The sequestration ability exists. We know that. What we have to decide is whether or not Kelly has been taken over by it."
He glanced at Joshua and offered a lame shrug.
"If she hasn't, then we're all in a great deal of trouble," Sara said.
"If she hasn't?" Melvin asked.
"Yes. That will mean there are 29 children we have to get off that planet by this afternoon."
"Oh, hell," he mumbled.
"And if she has been sequestrated, then she knew we were coming back anyway. So why try and get us to come back earlier? And why include all that crap about possession when all it would do was make us more cautious?"
"Double bluff," Melvin said.
"Come on."
"Sara's right," Ashley said. "We always planned to go back, as far as Kelly knew, in a couple of days. There's no logical reason to hurry us, and we know they try and hijack the space planes which land. It's not as if we couldn't have taken precautions. All this has done is make us even more cautious. My vote says she's in trouble, and they have found those stray children."
"And me," said Dyby.
"But it's not our decision, Captain."
It was the kind of oblique compliment about his status Joshua could really have done without.
"Kelly would never call unless she was really desperate," he said slowly. "If she has managed to avoid sequestration or whatever, she would never have mentioned possession unless it was true. You all know what she's like. Facts, no matter what it costs. And if she had been possessed, she wouldn't tell us.
Oh, Jesus, be honest.
I know she's in deep shit.
They need to be picked up, like she said, today.